Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise and I've been to the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Wednesday edition. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. Let's go back into phase two of Wednesday. Glory be to God.
We'll wait on her.
Mother Johnson, can you hear me?
Mother Johnson, go ahead.
Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. I tried all yesterday morning to get in, and I was locked out until very last at the end of it. Said, oh, I tell you, just open up and let me come through. But I'm so happy this morning. I give honor to God and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all the people of God. I'm just happy and glad to be a part of the prayer line. I was listening all yesterday morning, all of your testimonies and the messages, but I couldn't get in. But thank God this morning I listened to the word. And I thank God for the word of God. Objection is for your protection. And when I began to think about what he was saying, I thought about him. Lord, I thank you for all the objections, because I know I needed to be protected all down through life. Sometimes I'm in pain, but I count that as objections for my protection. And I thank God it keeps me reminding me. Just keep on praising and thanking the Lord, because he told me in everything give thanks. And I'm just glad this morning for the word of God, and enjoyed it so much, because I'm looking at that word. Objection is for my protection. And I thank God for the protection of the Holy Spirit. God is so good to me. I'm saved today, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Have a mind to run on as never before. I'm asking you to keep me in your prayers, and I'll do the same for you. God bless you.
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate you. You know, your encouragement means more to me than anything. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right, anybody else? You have
from Overland Park, Kansas, and I just want to tell you, Dr. Ambassador Johnson, I really enjoyed that word this morning on rejection being for your protection, and I thank God for you and for the wisdom he's placed in you. Continue to do the work of the Lord.
Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Lord, he did take me so many times, and I said, Lord, I thank you, because you get further than I could ever see. And I just thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, just carry that word. I thank God for you so much. I just pray for you all the time, and I'm going to keep praying that the Lord will just make you stronger and stronger. But, you know, we need prayer, and I just thank God for all his goodness and his mercy. Thank you. And I just
Brother
thank
Lord,
God. He is so good.
Thank you. God is using you, Mother Johnson. I feel your prayers. Oh, thank God for you. It's working out all right for you. Anybody else? We'll take about three or four more.
Praise God. God bless you, International Ambassador. This is Ambassador Hagen. Just want to thank you this morning for allowing God to use you to give us a new awareness of rejection, how rejection, God can use that for our protection. I'll tell you what a rich word God used you to give to all of us and everyone. I know all from around the world was listening. We had some new people are in the blog that were also listening, and I know they wanted to say something, but maybe another time they'll be able to express it. But thank you so much for allowing God to use you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. All right. Thank you all for encouraging my heart. I appreciate it. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Some people think that leaders are invincible, but we all need to be encouraged. Thank God. I'll take two more. Two more. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Prophetess Stith. I thank God for you, International Ambassador Jensen, for that message. Glory to God. Rejection is for my protection. And I just joined the line a few minutes ago, but, you know, I begin to reflect. I'm not a reject. I'm not a throwback. Just because things are not always turn out the way you want. Just remember, God knows the plan that he has for our lives, and it's a plan of good, really good thing, to give us an expected hope, and I praise God for that. And I also want to thank God for all of you all praying for my dad on yesterday. He is still in the hospital in ICU, but God is getting the glory out of his life. They are still monitoring his blood pressure. It needs to come down after the surgery. It was extremely high. But, you know, God is yet a healer, and we're standing on that. God bless all of you, and have a magnificent and wonderful day in the Lord.
My. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Prophet Gail Stith. God bless you. I wonder, is Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, is she on the line yet? If so, the line is open to you. Can she get through? Are you there, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson? All right, we'll come back to her. God bless you. Is there anyone else?
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. I just want to thank God for you and the word. It blessed me yesterday. This is Dr. Gwen Washington from Atlanta. I want to thank Dr. Pfeiffer, who's my friend, for inviting me on the prayer line. I've been on here before, and I was the one that was on yesterday about the young lady that had cancer. She just didn't hear my ring, the doorbell ring, nor the knock on the door, but I saw her last night, and I told her that you all were praying for her, and she had the biggest smile on her face, much different than all the sadness and when I saw her Monday night. So she was so grateful. So I just want to thank you for that word. Rejection is for your protection. And something else she said, when you talked about the book, as always the second book that's better than the first. And I think about my book came out in 2012, and I said, Lord, it's not selling. I've given more away than I sold, but I'm writing on another one, Healing Is For You. So I just thank God for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding the Lord has given you, just that anointing, and it's transferable. And so I'm just so blessed to, you know, be on this line again today. So God bless you all and love you all.
God bless you, Dr. Washington. What a wonderful, encouraging word. Thank you so much. Amen. All right. I'm still looking for Ambassador Betty Johnson. Lady Betty, she's been having some problems getting on the line. I know it's the enemy. Man, doesn't want her to say anything. But she let me know. I've tried many times.
Hello.
There she is.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It is so good to be heard this morning, not being viewed. I appreciate each and every one of you. I did want to encourage my husband, International Ambassador, on yesterday. What a word. What a word. And to continue with today, another good word. I really appreciate it. I even have to use that word at work sometimes. Rejection is for my protection. And I just thank God for that word, and I do want you to be encouraged because God has a word for you to give to us. Love you very much, and everybody have a wonderful day.
Love you too, and God bless you, and thank you. That means much to me. God bless you. All right.
Thanks,
we're ready. Unless there's someone else.
I do want to jump in, too.
All right, go ahead.
This is 816 Charlotte Gray. I do want to jump in, too. I thank God for that word. Since I've heard it the very first time, it has been a blessing. It has taught me. I tell you, I never thought that I was ungrateful as I have been until I heard that word, rejection. It is the little things that God will trigger in your heart and say, I'm doing this for you. I love you that much, and I'm really looking out for you. I don't care who is the closest to you. I know what's best for you. So I thank God it has made me even more grateful. And on top of that, it has made me thankful that God has my best interest and that he knows what's best for me. I thank you, Lord, openly for rejection, God. Lord, it has taught me to love you even more. I have a new love for my family. I have a new love for even looking for a job. I thank you, Lord, because you know what's best for me. I love y'all. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Yes. God bless you. And thank you so much, Sister Sharla. My.
All praise right. the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
This Evangelist Ann Johnson in New York. How are you today? Everybody, God bless you. Praise the Lord, Dr. Pfeiffer and Mother Johnson. God bless you. Always good to hear your voice. And Ambassador Daddy, and to each and every one of you, I just want to thank God for my granddaughter being on the youth prayer line last night. That was her first time, and she enjoyed it. And I just thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer and the discussion that we had, and it taught her a lot. She heard a lot that she needed to hear, and I just thank God. I invited some people to tune in this morning because I will tell them about the message, Rejected for My Protection. And I don't know if my pastor, Superintendent Kemp, is on the line, but I did invite him and Evangelist Sessoms and Evangelist Stallings, and I don't know if they're on the line, but I did invite them to tune in because I was talking to them about the message that came forth on yesterday. But I just want to say I just thank God for life, health, and strength, and I thank God for the First Fruit Prayer Line and for you, Dr. Johnson, for encouraging me, and now I know why I've been going through so much. But I praise God for it. God bless you.
God bless you. We certainly want to make room for Superintendent Kemper if he's there. Are you there, Superintendent? If so, we'd like for you to greet everybody. Amen. If so, say something. Amen. Say good morning or something. All right. Maybe he'll make it another time. God bless you. Amen. We love all of you on the line. I do want to pray for you. We got folks who can pray for you. Amen. I still have enough energy left to pray for you, too. Amen. If you're there, anybody else with the praise report? If so, jump in there right now. All right. Let's go to our prayer request. We want to get your name on the prayer list or any prayer request you have, whatever it may be. The line is open to you. Let me see. One of our assistants can take those prayer requests. Amen. If you have a prayer request, we have sisters on here, and we'll take it. Just jump in there and take it for me in the name of Jesus. Anybody?
God bless you.
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this Evangelist Johnson again. I'm asking you all to pray for my son. He is leaving the West Coast, coming back to the East Coast. After so many years, I've been praying for him to come back to the East Coast, and he went to get a job, and they rejected him for the job, and now he is going to Richmond, Virginia, and he's going to be getting a job. We believe in him to be getting a job at Philip Morris, and I'm just thanking God because he has been over there for so long, and I just praise and thank God, and I'm asking for prayer. His name is Cleveland, and I'm asking for prayer for my daughter Hope, who went to the doctor and told her to come back. They had to take another mammogram of the right side of her breast, so I'm just asking you all to keep her in your prayer and me also. Thank you.
All right. We'll do that, Evangelist Johnson, and God bless you up there in New York. All right.
Thank you.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm asking special prayer for my grandson, Thomas Betts, Jr. He has gone before the parole board September. And I'm asking you to pray that God will bring him out from behind the wall and let him be a free man to raise his children. God bless you. Please pray for your victim.
Certainly will. That's a priority. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson.
Bless.
Oh, my God. Let me just say a prayer while I feel the anointing on me to do that.
Oh,
so,
please.
Father,
please release him, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because rejection has been for his protection.
Yes.
Yes.
He would have been dead right now if you hadn't let him go to prison. You rejected him, Lord. It was for his protection. And now, Lord, he's learned his lesson, and I'm asking you to let favor be dispersed for him. Favor as he goes before the parole board.
Give him, Lord.
Favor on his left and right.
No, you
God, give him favor. And I see the children, his sons, needing their father so much.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not why I'm asking you to do it.
Good Lord.
I see that they need peace in that home, but that's not why I'm asking you to do it. I see that they need the money coming into the home through any job he would hold, but that's not why I'm asking you to do it. I'm asking you to do it according to your word, which you cannot ever deny. Your word says if we would do it for the glory of God, he would bring it to pass. I'm asking you to do it for God, for your glory.
In the name of Jesus.
People can look at him.
Oh, God, open the door.
Only you did it.
Yes.
And you did it for your glory. So I'm asking you for your glory and in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, yes.
Thomas.
Lord, I know you can. Fill
you, Lord, and give him that petition of parole in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
For it. And we just believe you for it.
Yeah,
and the others who need to be paroled, God help them to learn their lesson. Take the cataracts on their eyes where they cannot even see straight.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus, I pray that you let them begin to see correctly.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes,
let them
Lord.
See how they have been going astray and their life has been drifting away. Satan wishes to sift them as wheat. But God, your word says that Jesus prayed for them. Jesus, I'm asking you to pray for Thomas Betts Jr. And I'm asking you to pray for these other young men and women who are incarcerated.
In the
name of I pray properly for the glory of God. Let it be so. Release, release, release. You told me to say six were coming out. I've said that before, and you released six. You said it again to me, six. Let Thomas Betts be a part of that six. And some people on this prayer line who have sons or daughters incarcerated, let them be among that six. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. All right. Anybody else? Lord, look on Evangelist Johnson in New York and look on Cleveland. And look on her son and daughter. God, you know how the enemy has come against them, trying to be so arrogant. Even verbalized and said that once I get them, I will write them off. I got them. You a liar, devil. The oil of the anointing be sprayed on you. Our release, because God said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And I bind you on this earth in the name of Jesus, not with my power. Don't have none. But through Jesus, who has all power, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. Everything that you're doing.
Thank you for the anointing
that causes the enemy to release Cleveland and release hope. The circumferencing of the Holy Ghost around them, causing the devil to be defeated. And for the victory in their hands. And in the victory in the hands of Evangelist Johnson. Thank you for it.
Doing it, Lord.
In the spirit realm, but I'm asking you to let it be seen in the natural realm in the name of Jesus, where they can rejoice and know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, you have done this thing. Amen. For the glory of God and in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Evangelist Johnson, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
We don't need much.
Anybody else have a prayer request? We've got a few minutes. We'll take it. We got time for you. Go ahead.
Anyone? Praise the Lord. Hello? Can you hear me?
Mother.
Oh, yeah. Just asking you all to pray. My names, I can't remember names, but faces I can. It's quite a few people in my church, and Anderson, her latest husband, passed away, and a member of the church had to go to surgery on Monday. It's just quite a few things happening. I'm just asking you all to pray for that. God knows, and he sees where they are, and pray for my pastor, Pastor Gina. And we're trying to do a second service on Thursday to get more youth in our church. So if you pray for that and pray for my family, God knows what we need, and he's going to supply that. So I'm just asking you all to touch and agree with me and pray for those things that God will
all
make
right.
way.
Certainly will. I'm about to run out of time here. Does anybody else have another prayer request that you want to get in before we get out today?
Yes,
good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I truly give honor to the Lord who's truly the head of my life. I want the Lord to really do something great for Dr. Johnson. I tell you, you brought that message to us for 2 days. Rejection is for our protection. And I know for myself, God got something great in store for you and your wife. So right now, I want everybody to touch and agree with me that Lord just send you the greatest blessing ever. And
touch your granddaughter to herself.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your compassion.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I appreciate it so, so very, very much. Amen. For remembering me. God bless you and my family. God bless you. Anybody else before we close?
Mother Digby, I'd like
Mother
to request
from Kansas City. I'm asking prayer for the Barnes family, Mother Barnes lost her son, and also for the Martin, the Tyler family. My son-in-law lost his brother, and I'm asking prayer for both families. We need it.
Okay. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. And Mother Digby, I heard you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to request prayer for Mother Acklin, the mother at my church, and Mother Acklin, A-C-K-L-I-N, Acklin.
All right.
And Mother Woodruff had a fall and broke her elbow. And also for our church mother, our senior church mother, Mother Annie Forte, she has psoriasis on her legs, and I'm requesting prayer for all three of them.
Mother Annie Forte?
Yes, sir.
Psoriasis. All right. I want to ask, anyone feel led? If not, I'll pray.
Dr. Johnson, I believe this is your day.
All right. Heavenly Father, yes, for you. Just inexhaustible. We cannot exhaust the glory and the wondrous works of God. So inexplicable. We cannot explain who you are. We just love you. We praise you. Look, Sister Sheila, God, who had enough compassion on me and my family to even mention my name to you. Thank you for her, Lord. Now, Lord, I pray that you let the blessings fall on her.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, remember this precious woman.
And you can.
Sister Sheila there, I believe, Connecticut or New York. Help her, Lord, and bless her. Let a chunk fall on her. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name.
Help her, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Remember also Mother Edley Johnson, who is always compassionate, the mother to the nation. She's concerned about her sister Bond, Mother Bond. God lost her oldest, I believe, son. Please look on her in this bereaved state. Mother losing her son in such a state. God, look on that mother. Help her. Have compassion on her and give her peace in the midst of confusion, joy in the midst of sorrow. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes,
yeah, my. Yeah, what is this anointing that you're dropping here?
Oh,
not only
good.
For Mother Vaughn, but others on this line.
Ooh.
Destroying every yoke.
Thank you.
Look on the Martin family, Mother Martin.
Ooh.
Yeah, look on the Vaughn family, Mother Vaughn. Thank you. And the compassion that you share come back to you is reciprocal. Thus said the Lord. And I shall bring it back to those who care about others as Jesus did. I shall bring it back to you. And God, look on Mother Acklin. Precious mother mentioned by Mother Digby. God bless Mother Digby. Back to her. God lift every heavy burden off of Mother Digby. Lighten every heavy load. In Jesus' name. Look on Mother Acklin and help her in a special way. Look on Mother Woodruff. Help her. Oh, God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I curse Ryerson.
My God, my King.
You said when you cursed the fig tree that bore no figs,
and
not only shall we do these things, but even greater works because you went to be with your Father.
Hmm.
I'm speaking to psoriasis in your name.
My God.
You made it. It has to obey you.
Oh,
and I'm putting you out in front and speaking to psoriasis in the legs of Mother Forte.
Mm.
Oh, that friend of Mother Digby, you know who I'm talking about.
Mm.
Yeah, psoriasis in the name of Jesus.
The same name
I called when that air conditioner was headed toward my face. Jesus.
Holy.
In the name of Jesus, I curse that disease.
Oh,
wither away. Get out of there.
Ooh,
have no in there. Let all the anointing be placed on you now.
Mm.
Get out.
Jesus.
That's the worst thing come upon you.
Get out.
The blood of Jesus.
Get out.
Oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we do this. And thank you, Lord, for the healing virtue.
Me.
Oh, I know.
Thank you.
Doing it right now. Thank you for it. Yes, you are an on-time God. Thank you in advance because I believe you. Thank you. That's why I'm thanking you. Because I believe you've done it. Thank you. You have done it. Thank you. God bless everywhere, Lord. Look on the people on the block line all over the world. In Africa, Asia, Philippines, Brazil, Germany, Norway, Sweden, all over there in Greece, all around the world, God, in Spain and in France, everywhere, touch and deliver.